If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com. Safety third! Not first, not second, not fifth,
not sixth, not seventh, yes, third. Better powerful.
I'm not. You're way more powerful
I'm
than me.
Up
Nigel, show us your crotch.
Yeah, show us your crotch. John, can you see the man spreading I'm doing right now?
I'm doing it.
I don't see you straining.
I don't see any seams busting.
I'm not very flexible. I feel like I should be able to do this.
Yeah,
lighter.
You know, if you had these nice Columbia pants.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Columbia pants. Are you allowed to talk about? No, you're not. Probably not.
You know what? I was thinking that we should have Peter on the podcast before he's dead.
Before he dies?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So Peter Schriepel. If you know who that is, I feel like if you listen to this, you know who Peter is.
Yeah.
He is building another airplane on his YouTube channel. This time, it's even shittier than all his other airplanes. It's made out of cardboard, and he's going to fly inside of it. And it uses, at least the video he showed us, it uses a remote control meant for remote control airplanes. So
he's sitting in the cockpit with a remote.
Jesus Christ. So he like sends us a video of it flying and immediately crashing. So I'm assuming.
Twice. There was.
Oh.
It happened
it
twice.
Twice.
Yeah.
The second crash seemed a little bit less recoverable though.
Yeah. He said the front fell off.
Oh yeah. That's always good. So yeah. Keep an eye. If you want to see that, you should. I'm excited to see this.
I am too.
Every time he builds a full size airplane, I'm like there. Is there anyone else anywhere on the internet that has done like kind of
built like at least three homemade airplanes
that were like the closest you could get to like doing it in your garage without a ton of money?
Yeah,
because I think
I can't think of anybody,
right? Like it's so I don't know, intrusive.
Yeah, exactly. This is like, I don't know, the same mindset that people had in the 1900s.
Yes, yeah, that's what it feels like.
Yeah.
Because, like, I think a lot of experimental planes, at least from what I've seen, or, you know, there's one person in my family, it's just, like, they spend a lot of money and they want to do it right.
They buy a kit.
And then Peter, he goes to Home Depot and he buys, like, a bunch of shit.
Yeah. Like, aluminum extrusion from Home Depot, cardboard.
Yeah. I remember seeing his
Costco.
First airplane. His Fusion 360 model, because at the time Fusion 360 did not have constraints and it was kind of shitty like it is now. It's better now. It was one part.
Oh, just it, one. And he kept building onto it.
So it was a top level part. So like, Nigel, have you ever used CAD?
You mean just like modeling software or specifically?
Have you
like
ever tried to
CAD
use like
something
Fusion
like
or something like that?
I have.
Is it confusing?
Confusion 360?
Yes, exactly what I was thinking. So like the general idea is, at least when I learned SolidWorks, right? Because SolidWorks is like my, it's like
Tinkercad
the first thing.
Tinkercad is my bread and butter.
I mean, you get the job done. It doesn't matter. But like when you build something in real life, right? You're like, okay, I'm going to go to the store and I'm going to buy a plug. And you're like, okay, like this is one thing.
Yeah.
In CAD, you would call that an assembly. It's got like the plastic housing for the prongs. It's got the prongs. It's got like, it's one unit.
So like one component made up of multiple bodies.
Yeah, I would say is like an assembly.
Okay.
And then when you want to make a new part in CAD, you would make a part, and that part would be like a bolt.
Yeah.
There's all sorts of gray areas here, and you don't have to follow any of these rules, but like the general idea is a part or a component is like a thing, like a zip tie or a screw or a piece of metal.
Yeah, but that's like you can't expect him to model every single bolt in the aircraft. I'm just saying. Or like, I don't know, I'm packing.
All I'm saying is that normally you separate everything. Peter put everything into one
like
part.
One body. Was it just one body?
No, I think it might have been multiple bodies. So okay. It wasn't like the worst thing ever, but it was pretty fucking insane.
So you say like start grouping bodies into components. What's the difference between a part and a body?
A body is like a body would be like, I don't want to make a component. So I've made a body. A body would be, I think the proper way to look at a body, oh Jesus Christ, would be like, you intend on like fusing all the bodies together inside of a component. You like make a bunch of bodies. Have you like, you know, like a part where something's like floating? Like you ever see like the 3D, like a 3D printed chain mail?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be like a body. Like each thing would be a body because it's not touching it. And so you could have a component that's the chain mail that's like one piece, but they're not touching
it. It contains
the group of bodies that are technically one part.
So that's like the hierarchy is.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's, I think, the maybe appropriate way to use a body. But like the way that I use bodies in a lot of my stuff is the way that Peter did an entire airplane.
Yeah.
Which is just, I'm going to slap this thing together and I don't give a shit, because trying to like connect things in Fusion is a huge pain in the ass. In CAD, it's like in general pain in the ass. Fusion has always been really bad. And so Peter essentially built an airplane in what I can only describe as like the most horrific like fashion in CAD. And then he flew it and it worked.
Yeah.
And I definitely think less of myself, because like I try to do my CAD pretty good, but I've never made an airplane that I could fly.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, from that point on, there's a, you know, we say, what would Jesus do? I say, what would Peter Streeple do?
Exactly. He just gets it done.
He just gets it done. And he doesn't care if he dies because his airplane wasn't modeled correctly in Fusion.
He just wants to know how many batteries he can fit in the compartment. That's the whole reason he modeled it, is so he knows like how much cardboard he needs to buy.
Yeah, exactly.
Not like the aerodynamics. He knows all that. That's all up here. Yeah.
He just guesses.
Yeah. Isn't the solution to like, you know, a plane that doesn't fly very well is just to put a bigger motor on it though?
I think so.
Because with a big enough motor,
anything.
Yeah. You can just like hover, like, you know, nose up with your, like turn it into a helicopter if you're crashing.
You don't need math. You just need more power.
That's what I'm saying.
I feel like that's how Nigel does things.
What?
Like how much nitrogen do you really need?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Who cares about efficiency?
You see, I saw you.
Yeah, that's true.
I saw you on a meme on the front page of Reddit. You see, I tagged you. I sent it to you.
Oh.
I love seeing my friends in memes on the front page of Reddit.
Yeah.
No, wait. How do you not see this? I think I sort of tagged you. Did you just ignore
I didn't get a ping.
You didn't get a ping? Maybe I just shared it and didn't tag you in it? No, I feel like it was. Was it a final boss? Yeah. No, it was.
Oh, there.
It was just, it was memes. It was just the meme subreddit, and it's my dad, and it's Nigel, and then I'll send it to John.
Bizarre ass.
Why can't I copy that? What's happening? Yeah. I hate phones, dude. There's so much to do than computers. Oh my god, get out of here! Oh
my so god. Many notifications.
I didn't see this.
Recording room paste in our Discord channel so that John can put it on the screen. I don't even understand what this meme is. But
what
is something,
it? Describe it for.
Well, John put it on the screen.
Okay. Yeah, describe it for me.
Okay, fine. I'll describe it. Once it's on the screen, I'll describe it. Okay, so it's a picture of Nigel standing next to a blue tank. Looks like a water heater. And the caption on Nigel says, my dad. Kind of got his arms spread out like he's confused. And the caption over the blue water heater is, the bizarre ass image beyond my comprehension that when I ask, where did he find this? He replies, this stuff finds me.
Yeah, that's like my Instagram feed. Nigel, can you explain your Wikipedia photo?
10,000 people like this.
Did you put that there?
I think 10,000 people like this because of Nigel, too, not because it's a good meme.
Wait, that's the Wikipedia photo? Who did that out of every photo?
That's got to be you, you know, trying to show off your muscles.
Wait, so the first photo is that. The second one is a signature of some kind. And the third one is us on stage at OpenSauce. Who put these?
This is your actual Wikipedia?
Dude, in the Wikipedia, it says Nigel sitting next to his friend Alan Pan, William Osman, and Kevin the Backyard Scientist. And your name is highlighted blue. Alan's is highlighted blue. I still don't have a Wikipedia page.
Oh, no.
I've tried.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no, it skipped Kevin.
Oh, just didn't mention me?
It says Braun, second from right, with William Osman, far right.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Alan Pan, far left at OpenSauce. Kevin is just forgotten.
Yeah, I don't even get a mention because I don't have a Wikipedia page.
The disrespect.
I know.
No, Kevin, you got to get on that.
Wait, click on the image and go to the actual description. Did they mention me in their actual description? I think you have to... Oh no! It just
William
says
Osman chats with featured creators.
Yeah. Okay.
My, they did you dirty.
No.
You know it doesn't matter, but I know it feels bad.
They could have just written your name. It doesn't need to be linked.
You know when I'm going to get a Wikipedia page is when I die.
Yeah.
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 From some awesome accident.
Yeah, Kevin, former Kevin, known as backyard scientist,
known
was
from
known.
William Osman too. Yeah. okay, well that's depressing. Here's something in my life recently. I don't do the grocery shopping. My wife does, and my wife was out of town for a week, and so I had to hold down the fort, and so I did grocery shopping. Holy shit.
Yeah.
I swear to God, I bought a dozen eggs and three bananas, and it was like $100.
Can I tell you something amazing, though? Can I tell you something amazing?
Yeah.
When I go grocery shopping, okay, I'll say it a different way. When I go grocery shopping, I'm always shocked by how cheap it is.
What?
For how much stuff I get.
Where are you going?
But just listen. But when I go grocery shopping with other people, and they buy real food, like...
Bananas
are cheap, I think, but they buy like real food, like vegetables and, you know, produce. I'm shocked by how expensive it is. But when you're buying like a box of cookies, a bag of chips, dude, you can get like bagfuls of stuff and it's like $28. And I'm like, man, this is crazy. If you get like the really, really cheap frozen meals where they're like three, they're more expensive now, but
like the Lean Cuisine
for $5. Yeah, dude, you can get so much food.
Lean
but then I
cuisine?
Went with my
kids or adult?
No, it's like they're for adults.
Lean Cuisine's expensive, I think. You can get some really cheap ones. I went with my mom and she bought like just a bunch of vegetables, potatoes, and it was like $100 and she got nothing.
Dude,
and I was like, you should really be buying frozen food and cookies.
Well, it's because you have to buy like a whole bag of potatoes. I mean, a lot of the times, you know, you have to get like a big bag that you're never going to use.
It's still like everything's like $5.
Yeah.
Minimum.
Yeah.
Like, unless you buy frozen meals and cookies, then it's all good.
Yeah, but that's sad. You can't do that.
Like my favorite thing,
if you buy like the raw ingredients, you have to commit to using all of them. Otherwise, it's going to cost you more money.
Okay, here's
the thing that I do now is like on sale. I get a kilo of breaded chicken fingers, $8, man. That's pretty good. And if you ration them out, you can, it'll last you a little while.
All right, let me go through my item. I have, so this is a $90 bill. It was 100 and something before whatever stupid, you know, putting in your phone number and discount. All right. 2 packs of sparkling water at $4.30 each. A thing of individual serving applesauce for $8, like a packet of them.
Like the six pack.
Yeah, no, it was a bigger one. It was one that's more like little kid friendly. Lactose free milk. That was $8 for like not even a full gallon.
Wow.
Oh, for like a gallon.
Because Chelsea's lactose intolerant. 2 things of stuffing for Thanksgiving. Those were like $2.50 each. Those were cheap. Kerrygold butter. It's like a 4-pack of butter, $10.
That's a premium butter.
And that is a nice butter that I only use for my toast, and it lasts about a month.
Yeah.
So I don't feel bad buying that. And then when we cook, I have shitty butter, for like the cheap butter for cooking.
It tastes a lot better. It's good.
So then regular salted butter for like $3. And that's like, I don't know, the same amount or slightly less. Chicken stock, $2.50. Pillsbury cinnamon rolls, like $2.79. Avocado oil.
Pillsbury cinnamon rolls. See, that's where you get the good stuff.
Those, a lot of this stuff is on sale too. I like only buy shit on sale. The avocado oil is like $10.30. I don't know why.
If you buy anything, if you buy anything fresh or even remotely healthy, you're going down a dangerous path financially.
Strawberry jam, $6. Yakult, the little yogurt drinks, $3. I got 1 can of Red Bull for $3 because it was a new flavor that Michael said was really good. Bananas, 4 bananas for $1. That's really cheap. Celery for $2. A half gallon of organic milk, whole milk, $6. An apple, $1.12. Crushed red pepper, $5.
Wow.
Yeah.
For like the tiny little, you know, like 2 ounces.
Yeah. And I sat there for like 2 minutes looking for the cheap one. And
the like Spanish version.
Yeah, like where's the like $2 like crush? Are you kidding me? Like that's the thing they give you for free by the gallon at like a pizza restaurant. And so the total was like $100 and something, and then it went down to 90 with your number. So I don't know. I thought that was like, it felt like $60 with the groceries. And I know there's some stuff in there that's like the lactose milk and the organic, the whole milk. We buy that because it lasts longer if it's organic or lactose free. I think we talked about that because it's ultra high temperature pasteurized.
Okay.
UHT. And so it's the you know, milk won't start souring for like 3 weeks.
I think prices have literally doubled since in like 25 years, prices have doubled.
I would say even just since COVID, things went crazy. Yeah.
Like less than 10
years. Oh, yeah. Even like a 12 pack of Coca-Cola used to be $3 or $4.
Dude,
and now it's like 10.
I specifically remember because I love soda. I don't like soda as much anymore. And there would be a deal at Vons when I was in high school for like it would be like 5 12-packs for like $3 each.
Yeah.
You had to buy 5 though.
Wow.
Wait, and 5 12-packs?
So you would just buy like one of every flavor?
Yeah, so I would like stock up on soda.
Yeah.
For like less than $15 with like CRV or maybe like $20 CRV. I don't remember. And that was like a steal. And now a single 12-pack is like $10?
And that's greed.
Right?
That's nothing. It's like sparkling water is still pretty cheap. Like you said, a 12-pack is $4.
That was LaCroix. That's like the name brand. Yeah. It was on sale too.
So explain like how Diet Coke, which is basically sparkling water, it's flavoring and some artificial color or natural.
Corn syrup.
Yeah. Well, even Diet Coke, then you don't have that. You just have a sprinkle of aspartame.
Yeah. Yeah. Like it's literally nothing. I bet you the logistics and transport cost more money than the drink itself, like in the marketing. Like
for sure.
The drink is free.
Yeah.
Like I actually am blown away. Like I've never, you know, I mean, that's like horrifying.
Oh yeah. And the 4-pack of butter that used to be $1.
Yeah.
And now it's at least 3 for the store brand.
I just like the fact that I'm thinking like, man, we should like go to Costco
yeah,
more often and buy some of these things that are really expensive. Like the, okay, so I do, there, I have like one sort of saving grace in this whole thing is there's like a cheaper grocery store around here. And I went there and that was surprisingly cheap.
Mm.
I don't even want to, I don't want to say what it is. Did I say what it is?
Maybe
no,
not.
I'm not going to say what it is.
There's a few of them around.
Yeah. It was like a discount grocery store. And it was, I actually like, I've been there a couple times and I really like
it. Yourself.
Well, I don't, I'm going to keep it. I don't want to give something someone can type into Google.
Trying to gatekeep the deals.
People love
well, I think it's like the kind of grocery store that gets a lot of overstock and stuff that yeah. hasn't sold in other grocery yes. stores.
So like, there's not a lot of consistency, but there's a bunch of crazy shit you don't get to see at your normal grocery store.
It's fun. Yeah.
Like cereal, like Halloween cereal.
Hmm.
There'll just be like a bunch. There's like a Minecraft cereal that looks like, it looks moldy. It's like a moldy frosted flake. But everything was like, it felt like half the price. Like I got $40. Oh, dude, they had like Japanese bread.
Yeah.
Like a bakery.
Yeah. They have some cool, like, you know, the ethnic food section.
Right.
They have some good stuff.
Like some factory just like overproduce and I think
and it's
it was
also
imported.
Like smaller brands that they wouldn't have in the big grocery store.
Yeah.
So it's cheaper.
So I got a 12 pack of eggs for $2. And that was, they were like slightly smaller eggs. They just didn't feel like the kind of double eggs. And that was it. Like, and it was, but it was like a quarter of the price of a thing of eggs at the normal grocery store. I got a bunch of vegetables. I made crab chowder. And so they had like, and the only reason I do it is because like they have like canned crab there, like the fresh canned crab. I'll say fresh. It's like canned crab. I don't know if you've ever seen it. It's just like a bunch of mechanically extracted crab. It's like the whole claws out of the shell.
Oh, weird. So just the meat.
Just the meat.
Wow. How do they do that?
I have no idea. Some awesome machine.
Yeah.
And that was like, I think $12 for a pound.
That's good.
And
of pre-processed crab.
Pre-processed. Yeah. And it's not, it doesn't have that sardine problem where it's like overcooked. Like it's fine. You could eat it out of the can. I don't know. It's kind of weird, but, and that was like $12. And so I made, and I got like a thing, like all the veggies are like, they almost feel like they've been at your regular grocery store for like a week already.
Yeah. That's but like they get like the weird right. misfits or whatever they call it.
The ugly ones.
Factory second like, yeah, lemons.
Exactly. I don't care. And so I think for like $20, I made an enormous pot of crab chowder that I have been eating for like the past 3 days.
Yeah, that's good. But, you know, Uber, that's yeah. not, I mean, grocery store prices aren't the only thing that have gone up like insanely in the past few years. Uber, Sandra and I just got a meal and it came out to 80,
Uber Eats?
Yeah, 80 Eats. Sorry. Uber Eats, it was $80 for two people. It was like some local Indian place.
$80. Oh my God.
And then if you go on their website and like look at the menu prices, you know, it's like
half of that?
Like $15 per like entree. And it came out, they added like, you know, if you order from a restaurant on Uber, they automatically, the restaurant makes their prices higher for some reason. And then you have to like pay the delivery fee. You have to tip the driver. Yeah.
I don't know. Okay, how bad is it in Canada?
Just Uber Eats?
Well, just in, like food in general, like food prices.
So I would say that generally in Canada, there is like a thing.
I'm getting,
at least growing up, that we would always laugh about Americans complaining about prices because it's almost always more expensive here for everything.
Yes.
So it's like, for example, I remember years ago when the Americans were complaining about, they're like, oh my God, like whatever gas is above, like whatever, they're like $3 a gallon. Like that's obscene. Our gas in a gallon was like already like probably, and our dollar was like almost on par, was probably like four something.
Mm.
Or something, or like whatever. It was like your California, high California,
like a third
prices.
More expensive.
Yeah, it was just, that's just how it was. And then even going to Walmart, I just remember it's just across the board, everything's cheaper. Like you were saying, a 12 pack of Coke was $3. It's like, I feel like that was true, but maybe when I was like eight or something.
Yeah.
Just everything was cheaper. So, I mean, like that's, Canada's just more expensive, I guess. I remember as a kid always being super excited to go to American Walmart because it was they had more things and they're all cheaper. But I think I haven't paid attention too much to it now.
Do you feel like things have gotten more expensive in Canada?
Oh, no, no. Things are definitely more expensive. And then because our dollar sucks compared to yours, that even when we go, when I go there, it's cheaper, but it's more expensive because of the dollar difference. But yeah, across the board, everything is more expensive.
Your milk is liters, right? You guys are doing liters?
I don't really buy milk. A lot of produce, but like milk is probably for like, we do it in like 2 liters. So it's like a bit more than like half a gallon. I have no idea, honestly. I don't buy milk. Maybe $5? I can look it up.
I feel like that's like a universal, like milk. I feel like milk is like such a like, government regulated
thing. It's like $5 right now.
For a half gallon?
Yeah.
And that's Canadian?
Yeah.
There's a bunch of math we could do right now, but I don't want to.
So a 4 liter is like 8. No, wait, what?
What about fast food? Do you feel like fast food, like, do you feel more turned off by fast food?
Oh, yeah.
Like, what's the bar that's going to get you to stay home and cook? Because, like, I'm definitely...
Nothing.
I think I'm like, you are way... Yeah. A single bachelor.
I mean, when I go to Wendy's...
You're like half bachelor.
And I order just a cheeseburger meat combo. Yeah. And it's $13.
Yeah. Oh, dude. It feels bad.
And then they try to upsell you, like, do you want to make that a large? Do you want a cookie with that? Leave me alone! Yeah.
I know that it was, there was a time, and I remember it a lot, probably, I mean, even before, it was COVID that really things exploded. But if I think it was probably, like, I remember the most expensive meal you could get at McDonald's was always the nugget meal.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, I remember for a long time, it was like $12 or something after tax. And then it went up to like maybe 13 or 14. Whereas like now I feel like if you get it, it's like 18 or 19. And like, God forbid you add, you know, like an upgrade or you do something, it ends up, it can be close to like $20. And dude, if you get on Uber Eats, it's like 30. So I just don't use Uber Eats. It's just, same. It's just too painful.
I think where that line is to push me to make food or to sort of stock up on like Costco frozen stuff probably got crossed like well over 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Like it feels so bad getting food now, like going out and eating, that the, like, I don't know, like, why do you go out to eat? Is it like an interesting thing that you don't make at home? Is it the convenience? Like,
for me, it's a lot of convenience, but.
Yeah, but like it almost like the convenience at this point starts to feel nowhere near worth the additional cost. Like that's Thai restaurant we used to go to, like little hole in the wall Thai restaurant. And like all of a sudden it would be like $50. And that was takeout with like no tip, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, what is happening? Like each entree was approaching $20. And then I'd normally get like a mango sticky rice. And then that was like $13. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
This is crazy. Like, and so I just stopped going. Like, I like the food, and it really only makes sense if you're getting one thing or maybe a lunch special. But, like, if you're eating dinner, it's nice to have like two things.
Yeah. Cause now I only go out if I want like that food specifically.
Yeah.
It's like, it's not a convenience thing. It's not like, oh, I don't want to cook and have to do dishes. Cause it's worth it to stay home and cook and do dishes. Yeah.
There's like a new balance in my head where it's like it's like I like the convenience, I like cooking, but the convenience and the price, if the price is low enough, it's like I'm more leaning towards convenience. But all of a sudden when the price becomes high, I don't hate cooking. And so it kind of just like tips in that direction where it's like, well, I'll just cook. Like I get satisfaction from cooking, the satisfaction from cooking and saving the money and not spending that much, like all of a sudden just like pushes me away from buying.
I think for me, it's like honestly very simple. It's what governs, like, you know, I mean, I think this is not abnormal. It just governs a lot of what I do. It's just literally, do you feel like you're getting scammed or not? So even like when I go to a restaurant
every day,
like, yep.
Yeah. But it's just like, you go to like a restaurant and they'll be like, oh, for $5 more, you want to upgrade your meal? Let's say you get like more fries and like a drink. And I'm like, that feels like a lot for like you know, 30% more. I'm like, nah, I feel like it, I won't enjoy it because I feel like it's a scam. And doesn't that's not even like a price thing. That could be 50 cents to like any amount. And I feel like talking about the Uber Eats or going out, when if you go somewhere and you get a meal and it's, yeah, it's like $30 and you're getting nothing. I'm like, I can't even enjoy it because I feel like I'm being scammed in a way. That's like the Uber Eats especially. I've had it before where I'm at the office and it's getting late. And I go, I just want to eat anything. I go on Uber Eats and it says like the McDonald's meal is going to be $34 what after tip and everything. And I'm like, you know what? I literally go to like the pantry and eat like some chips and some crackers.
Crap. Yeah.
And then I
refuse
eat, like,
to eat.
Yeah. I eat some like random crap that I'm like, and I'm like, oh, when I get home, I'll eat, I'll find something in the cupboard. Cause I'm like, it just feels like I'm being
extorted.
Yeah. Like, taking advantage of? Not. So it obviously is better if you go to the restaurant, but then sometimes I'll be like, even then you're like, dude, I'm getting like a soda and some nuggets and like some fries. And I was like, I just, when I think in my head, a lot of the frozen meals, when I get them on sale, it's like $2 for $3 each. And that's all I eat. I just eat one of them. I'm like, so I could have a meal for $3.
Which frozen
meals? So paying
meals?
Like, I always get butter chicken.
Which one? What brand?
It's a Canadian one. President's Choice. It's the no name one. And it's funny because just the other day I spoke to someone, an Indian lady, and she brought it up. She was like, she goes, you know what? I've been trying all the butter chickens. And she's like, this one by President's Choice. She goes, that's authentic as hell.
I definitely, like, yes. I think there's a second channel video on eating Narad's favorite dinner. You should send me a box of your frozen, frozen meals. I think that'd be really funny.
Yeah, you could try everybody's
all of my
favorite.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Dude, I know the best chicken fingers. I know the the frozen butter chicken. I just found a new one, a Thai curry. And we get that on sale. It's like, I think it's like $4. Dude, it's actually
good?
Really good.
I feel like
curry it's actually legitimately good.
I've made curry a bunch before. I mean, like my mom used to make curry. I don't think she listens to this podcast, so I can say this.
Oh, no.
Or does she? Shit. Sorry, mom. Like curry was always like a thing that I didn't like. Because it would be like whatever curry my mom made was just some. Okay, you know when you go to the grocery store, what's the brand? What's the brand of Asian sauces and spices that's like shit? The like Americanized. John, you know what I'm talking about? Lee? Oh, Kikkoman?
Kikkoman?
Yeah, I think Kikkoman.
Isn't that Japanese?
It's like Americanized.
Though. Okay.
So like, I think
it's like a different formulation.
Yeah, I think they're, and I think they might cover, I could be wrong, but there's like a brand that covers like a lot of things that'll be like, like, you know, essentially like non-American spices.
Try that.
You'll have just like a variety of like powders and sauces in a bottle that are just super mid. And so like a Thai curry, I remember going like, you get curry at a Thai restaurant. You're like, wow, this is good. You know, or you get the Japanese curry, like this is good. You're like, well, I don't understand like why the curry that I had growing up is shit. And then you go to the store and you buy one of those curries off the, you know, the like Latin America spice aisle. And you're like, wow, this is bad.
Yeah. Those are always
so like what you have to do, like the actual Thai curry or to what you can make at home easily is you get, you have to go to use Amazon or like an Asian market and you get a, just Google search the brands of Thai curry. It's like a block or like a paste.
Yeah.
And you like cut it and you like fry it in oil, like coconut oil. And then you like, that's the base of your curry, coconut fat, whatever, coconut cream. Cream of coconut? No. And so, like, it's not hard to replicate this stuff. You just have to do a little bit of work and trial and error. But, like, once you figure it out, you can do it over and over again. And, like, all right, the frozen stuff, too. But I feel like any of the frozen, like, Thai foods are, like, not great around here. You should send me some.
I'm sharing you the photos. And it's funny because the Reddit thing came up for the butter chicken. And all the comments are like, yo, this is amazing. I love this one. They're like at $3 a piece on sale.
That's great.
They're talking about the food prices.
Canadian?
Like, it's amazing. Sorry?
Three Canadian for a frozen meal? That's like,
yeah.
That's great.
I eat it for breakfast a lot.
I'm curious, actually. I want to try one now. I want to see if it's like the American Thai.
I'm going through my Amazon orders right now from 2020.
You probably have authentic Asia. I don't know if that's like,
I don't think we have that.
Huh.
The authentic Asia part worries me. I feel
honestly,
like,
when I bought it, I was like, yo, this, anytime they say that, you're like, okay, this is going to be bad.
Yeah.
But it was good. I was actually like very surprised that it was good.
I wanted pho. I got sick last week. I can still hear it. I think I probably have another sinus infection. Damn it. And I wanted pho. It's always very good when you're sick. And then I thought about how expensive it would be.
Mm-hmm.
And so I didn't get it. And I had some leftover, like the dashi powder from making the takoyaki. And I read the packet and it was like, you could mix with soy sauce and or miso. Where did Nigel? Oh, he died. He's back.
I'm here. I'm just not moving.
And I like just made my own kind of like broth, like pho-ish style broth. It was not nearly as good as a pho restaurant, but it cost $0. And getting pho would have cost like probably 25. And I would have had to leave the house, or it would have been 30 with Uber Eats. I don't know. I like cooking though. And I kind of, part of me, there's like a little bit of joy from the fact that fast food is not as of much of an incentive for me anymore. Like it feels like cooking feels better because of how expensive food has become. And so it's almost like I have an excuse to do a thing that I normally wouldn't do. If that makes any sense? I don't know. Like, you know, sometimes there's like a thing you enjoy doing, but you just like can't bring yourself, like you can't justify doing it.
Yeah. I mean, I like cooking. The only reason I can't justify doing it is because my girlfriend doesn't like what I like.
Or is she, maybe you're cooking.
But I will eat what she likes.
Yeah.
So it's like,
because well, it's right there and you don't have to do anything.
Well, I mean, but I will cook my own food too, yeah. But then
what do you
she'll,
cook?
I don't know. I like to make a curry or something like that.
How do you do
you
it?
Know, I'll do like, oh, or just like simple steak, rice, yeah. Aside, mac and cheese, all the fun's in cooking the steak and like, yeah. But yeah.
What are you looking at? Mercury?
No, I'm trying to, I was going through my Amazon orders from 2020 mm-hmm. and I want to compare them to what they cost today. So for example.
Oh, yeah. There's some stuff that's gone up like crazy for me.
So this gallium.
Wait, is it actually showing you the difference or you're having to do this by?
So $33 is what I paid in 2020 for 100 grams of gallium. And now it's $139.
Whoa. Yeah. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That
there
might
some,
be-
there, no, there was some stuff that literally I bought like a microphone. Let's say like 4 years ago, I checked back. I'm like, there's no way. It's straight up like 40% more expensive.
Yeah, well, that's
like the same thing.
The gallium might be because it's like a metal and that's like some.
No, but the gallium price went
four
up like
times
crazy.
The price,
yeah.
I think there was like a bunch of elements that went up.
And now here's lead-free solder, 1 pound for $8. And now it's $14
ooh,
for the
yes,
lead solder.
Really
here's a pound of magnet wire. Now it's $27, and let's see, what did I pay for it?
How are you doing this?
$16.
Mine's only showing me 3 months.
So that went up $10 in 5 years.
There's ads in the middle of my purchase
but
history. That's
Kevin,
insane.
It's even like, I was just talking to my brother about this the other day, how it's like 3 years ago, I was doing a bunch of gold experiments. And
yeah.
Even then, I was like, oh, it's expensive. Dude, I look back, it's over 2 times the price now. So it's like,
wow.
If
that's
I did
insane.
The same video now, I would have been like, I was already being like, okay, this is way too much money to spend on gold. The only thing that made me feel like it was okay was the fact that you're basically just buying money with money.
Yeah.
So, but still now I'm like, to do any of those, it's all the metals and like a lot of those elements. I would look back, I forget what it was. Maybe it was gallium. It was something. I bought like a kilo. And yeah, kind of what you're saying. It's like, oh, a kilo was like, $100. I look back and they're like, no, 100 grams is $100. And you're like, what? Like, back then it was borderline. Oh, I'll just buy it for fun. Who knows what I'll do with it? And now it's like, oh, I'm just not going
to
get it.
Yeah. And now it's like, I'm scared to use it.
Oh, it was osmium. I couldn't believe it.
Oh,
I
yeah.
Bought,
that
like, I bought that little thing of osmium. I think it was like $900 or it was $1,000. And we did it for a short. I looked back. I think I could be making this up. I think people want like $4,000 for it. And I was like,
yeah.
Same with the tungsten cube too.
No, this is all like speculative too. It's the
yeah.
Like osmium and indium, I think, the really heavy ones. People are collecting them because they're like, it's going to be worth a lot of money one day. Like tungsten.
Mm.
People are just like, I don't know, investing in it like you would gold or silver.
I bought an ounce of osmium metal or something. I think it's an ounce. And I was like, what the hell? I think I looked up how much I bought it for and it was very low.
So I want to say good on you, Bob Smith Industries Super Glue, because I bought it in 2020 for $12.16, and now it's like $3.16 or $13.16. So it went up $1.
Okay, I see. Let's see, how do I do this? This is 20, 40, 30.
That's obscene. The osmium prices.
So there's this VL.
$1,600. Oh, wait.
I bought a time of flight sensor in 2019. It was $21.87. And now it's $19.99. It went down.
Oh, yeah.
That's huge. Mm. This is huge.
I've noticed that on a lot of those like electronic components. I was just looking through it.
Ooh, Amazon basic stainless steel forks, set of 12, $11.99 in 2019. And now they are currently unavailable.
I see the comparison that easy.
You have to really dig. I'm looking. This is the order, I think, for when I was doing the automatic chopsticks. Weren't they?
Isn't it fun going through the orders and like, oh, that was for that video.
It is, actually. No, these don't look like they've gotten that much more expensive. It's just like certain things.
The electronics, like the little things, have stayed basically the same.
Probably because they're dated, maybe. Like
that's what I think. Yeah.
That makes sense. I got a haircut.
Or they've
today.
Been selling them at such a high like profit markup margin that it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
They just keep the price the same.
How much like does a haircut? Do you
$15.
Think a haircut, a haircut costs $15, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right? Like your mom cuts your hair, right, Nigel?
Yeah.
Does she actually?
You can tell.
No, who do you? I don't know. I remember your mom saying your mom did something. Is it my mom used to cut my hair?
I used to cut my own hair.
Oh God, really? You just buzzed it?
No. Well, I used the clippers, but I didn't buzz it.
How much you pay?
No
for
one
haircut?
Ever told me. No one ever criticized me for it. So,
did you like do like scissors too? You know?
No, I just did a buzz. I did the clippers all the way around. Okay. Also, osmium here. Yeah, you can get 33 grams for 2,200 Canadian. That's like twice of what I bought it for, I think.
Do you go to like a salon or like a cheap haircut place?
Why are you asking?
I want to know.
I just have a hairdresser that I go to every time.
So like what do they charge? It's Canadian?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
This is like an independent place too. It's not like a great Clips or
we don't really have
the chains.
Yeah, here for that.
I think mine, I think it was like $40, 30 something, maybe like high 30s.
Yeah, it is. It's I think 35.
And they always try to talk to me, I feel like I have to tip them.
Yeah. I remember, you know, $20 and that covers the tip too.
Yeah. For everything.
My last haircut though was the riskiest haircut I had in a while.
Why?
Because my normal hairdresser was out of town. So I was like, okay, I need a haircut. I'm going to have to find someone. So I chose the best, the closest place that had the good ratings and you could book online so I didn't have to call. So I just booked for some guy and I was like, okay, whatever. I'll show up on Sunday. I show up and they're like, oh, this guy will cut your hair. I looked and I'm like, this is a literal child. I was like, what is happening? I was like, oh, maybe
he's really good.
Yeah, I was like, maybe he just looks young. So he's talking to me and I don't see him because he's behind me and he's like, and I was not facing the mirror. And he's just asking me questions. He's like, oh, how'd you find the salon? And so I'm like, okay, small talk. Then I asked him, I'm like, well, how long have you been doing this for? He's like, oh, I'm like, I've been doing it for a few years now. So yeah. Since I was 12, I was like, wait, what?
Whoa.
Wait, that's awesome.
So I was like, wait, he's a 15-year-old cutting my hair.
Really?
But honestly, he did a great job. Honestly, I'm like, damn, maybe I should go back.
Did you go back?
He was a good. Not yet. That was the last haircut. I haven't gone
back.
Oh,
well, you just did this.
Yeah.
You just got your haircut by a 15-year-old child.
Like 2 weeks ago or something.
Is that legal?
Honestly, trust a 15-year-old to cut my hair more than I would like some old woman. You know why? Because they do this thing. They're like, okay, how do you want it? And I'm like, I don't know. Just make it look good.
Make me look
That's
fucking
what I told
hot.
I know.
Make me look like
And they're
Chris
like, well,
Hemsworth.
Like, you got to give me something to work with.
Make me look like Jack Sparrow.
She's like, you're like, make me look good. She's like, that's impossible.
Make me look.
Give me something. Come on. Give me something possible.
She's like, you know, okay, do you want it like, you want it here or do you want it like here or like here?
And you're like, I don't know.
Just do what you see what my hair looks like now. Just touch it up, you know?
Make me look like the monster from Goonies.
Yeah.
I told him, I was like, just do it. I was like, make me look good. And dude, I liked how he cut my hair.
So he did that. You said, you know, just make it look good. And he did it.
Yeah. And he asked me questions. that showed his skills too.
It was like a scale of 1 to 10, how hot do you want to look?
No, he just was like, I was just like, make it look good. He's like, okay. And then, oh, sorry, like, as the questions he asked would be like, you know, whatever, I mean, they're standard haircutting questions, but it showed that he wasn't just like some scrub, because he's like, I can't remember every single one. But when they ask questions like, how do you plan to like do your hair? Do you put it up with like gel? Like, what, how do you normally style it? And I'm like, why? He goes, okay, I'm going to cut it depending on your styling preferences.
And I'm like, yeah, you put gel in your hair, right? Sorry?
I just put like a little bit so it doesn't go down.
Spit or gel?
Spit, of course. But then I even told him, I was like, you know, I only put it up if I like, you know, feel like I, you know, want to, but half the time I leave it down. And he was like, okay, I'll cut your hair so it's like a good balance of the two. And I was like, okay, this guy.
You know, when you go to a chain barbershop and they ask you that question, it's so the next question is, oh, well, why don't you try this hair gel that we sell? It's up front. You know, we'll give you a discount.
I barely brush my teeth in the morning. What do you think? Yeah.
I'm like, you know, I bought this stuff before and I never use it. So no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. The world is lucky if I wipe my butt after pooping.
They always try to upsell you on stuff. You know, it's like, why do I always have to feel defensive about?
They're not going to push that hard on you, though. They know that you're not going to.
Yeah, they can tell.
Yeah, they know. They're like,
yeah. This guy doesn't give a shit.
You want some hair gel? They just have to say it legally or they get fired.
Exactly. But still, that's annoying.
Yeah. At least they don't push credit cards.
Oh, that I went to an independent like chain.
Haircut?
Like, no, not independent chain. Like an independent like barbershop.
Mom and pop?
Yeah. More like just pop.
Here?
Kind of guy.
Recently?
Yeah, I was like in like the downtown area.
Okay.
And actually, is it like in a strip mall over there?
Okay.
I got done with the haircut and they're like, okay, that'll be like, you know, $30. And I'm like, okay, here, put it on the card. And they're like, cash only. And I'm like, are you serious? No way. And he took my driver's license.
Are you serious?
And he said, there's an ATM at the gas station.
Are you fucking kidding
me? I'm serious. Yeah.
How are you supposed to go to the gas station without your driver's license?
I had to walk. Yeah.
Are you shitting
me? It was close
me?
Enough that it was like the next, I still had to cross the road on the crosswalk.
Nobody uses cash anymore.
I know.
Dude,
it wasn't even a good deal.
Experience,
I would leave a review.
My experience though with that was, I think it was when I got my hair cut in Florida once randomly. They said cash only. I'm like, I don't have any cash. And they were just chill. They're like,
after you cut your hair?
Yeah, they're like, after I cut my hair, and they're like, oh, I mean, just get the money and come back. And I was like, oh, like, do you want, like, how, like, in my head, I'm like, how do you know I'm not going to run away? But the guy's like, oh, he goes, if you have stuff to do, just go do it. Just, we're here for a while. You can just come back whenever. And I'm like, man, these guys trust me.
Did they have any signs up or anything?
He like pointed to a sign up on the counter. Like, you know, a little.
Really? Yeah, something, you know. Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Some old guy. So he doesn't know the mindset of, we were just talking about this last week, who carries cash on them anymore?
Yeah.
Actually, maybe I think about it. Maybe the guy told me that how if I paid in cash, I saved a bunch of money.
Yeah, that's different. The cash discount?
Yeah, I think that's what happened.
Yeah. If they don't pay them, they don't pay their taxes.
Yep.
That's, dude, that would actually.
Classic.
That would make me really mad because it's like I have the ability to pay you in a way that like everyone uses nowadays.
Yeah.
And you're now like messing with me.
Yeah. Because you don't want to pay.
Right. Or tell me up front, like, hey, like this is cash only. Like before you sit down, like, by the way, I only, can only take cash right now. That's upsetting. I don't like that.
I don't either.
That makes that, I would leave her.
I went to a donut shop that did the same thing after we ordered. And then she's like, taps on the counter like, oh, yeah, it's cash only, by the way. Like, you should, I guarantee you this happens like 10 times a day. It should be the first thing that you say.
Cash only. Cash only. You don't even go to the like hardware store and like you cash or card when they're like directing you to different machines. Some of the machines don't have cash.
Well, they should be doing it at the door.
Yeah. Like, why? Like, I'm okay with that, but like, I would have given the donuts back. Did you start eating?
She made us pay with Zelle.
Oh my God.
Not even Cash App or anything.
That's better than forcing you to like go to the gas station. Because you pay the ATM for like a $5 ATM fee.
They didn't even have one.
No, but like for the
haircut. Yeah. I think it was $3.50. Yeah.
That's bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
That's turbo bullshit. I would leave a shitty review. Did you look at reviews?
No.
You're crazy.
I probably did. I don't remember. Yeah, I think I looked it up And it says like, you know, like 4 point something stars. And I'm like, good enough for me.
Yeah, well, give it, bring it down to 4.1. I would 100%, I would say like that, like you can't not take card or without warning, like before you start cutting my hair or just let me go.
And then I'm like, oh, do you want me to like, you know, go get cash? And he's like, give me your driver's license.
That's the part that actually, that's what upsets me is the, like, I'm not trying to scam you. You just are not.
Yeah, you didn't tell me number one. And now you think I'm going to run off?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, why? Why would I come here? Like, you could, like, Supercuts, you could easily run off. Like, the guy, no, like, you, what?
Yeah.
What? Just file a police report if you don't come back and pay. Like.
Yeah.
No, that's some boomer.
Kevin, you
that's
let
like
off
turbo
some energy
boomers.
That they think you're a thief.
I mean,
I should just go there with a fake ID and then run out.
Some of the cash that Potato has in her cash register looks a little bit too real. Like if the guy's that old, he might be sort of blind too. And you could probably pay with that.
Oh, yeah.
How much, you know, I was thinking today, like if you paid with cash somewhere and there was like a fake $5 bill in a couple of the bills and you didn't know it. Like let's say you had some like realistic prop money or something that you just like couldn't. You just whatever. How much trouble would you get in? Like what's sort of the intent? Is it intent or is it?
Yeah, I think it's intent.
If you had no idea.
If you had like, if you had one fake five in the money,
yeah,
I think you'd be totally fine.
If you had a stack of fake money, that's like different, right?
I mean, honestly, they're not even going to do anything. They're just going to be like, we can't accept this. It's counterfeit. Unless it happens like, you know, maybe a lot. That's like, that's a whole different thing. That's not like a local police investigation.
That would be like if you're trying to do a lot of money or there's like a habitual thing. You're like,
yeah, I think they'll probably report it. And then all you have to do is say like, oh, I didn't know. Mm-hmm. Somebody gave it to me. But then like they'll notice a pattern and send the Secret Service after you.
Really?
Yeah. I've accepted a few counterfeit bills.
Really?
Yeah. When I worked at Dunkin' Donuts.
You had no idea.
I had no idea. They paid with a bunch of 20s.
Yeah.
And they got like a few items and then, yeah, I don't know. They basically bought like $21 worth of stuff, gave me two 20s.
Oh, get the 19 them, cash.
Yeah.
They're like scrub cleaning it.
Yeah.
It.
And I didn't notice.
Yeah. How did you find out later?
Oh, my manager yelled at me the next day.
And he told you what you should have looked for or what?
Yeah. He's like, well, you should be using the counterfeit pens. And I'm like,
20?
I'm not doing that.
$20 today is worth like $5 when we were kids. Like it's nothing.
Well, this was $20 in high school. So it was
$10.
Yeah.
When we were kids.
Yeah.
$40 now.
So I never checked.
So he did
either.
The manager was checking. He was like painting everything with the pen.
I guess so. I think, you know, they like fan the money out and just go across the whole stack.
For 20?
Yeah. Or maybe the bank told them that one of the 20s was fake.
And then he comes and yells at you?
Yeah.
Classic.
Yeah.
Like, and then,
I don't get paid enough to care if the money's counterfeit or not.
Did the Secret Service come in?
No, nothing.
I guess it's the bank's problem. And the bank's like, where did it come from? And the bank then reports it. And so then if it happened enough at your location, then the Secret Service might come in?
Yeah, something like that.
Someone's reporting.
We didn't even have cameras in the store. Really? We did, but they didn't work.
That's still the case?
Probably. Hey, yeah.
What's the address?
In Dunkin' Donuts in Sarasota.
The only one. You see, they opened a new one. Yeah, I think that I've started doing more stuff myself, I think, at this point. I just, like, unless I get, like, a good deal or, like, really it's, like, convenience or, like, I think working or whatnot, I'm just, like, trying to do, like, everything myself. Like, why pay a bunch of money? Why pay too much money? I don't know. I can't. Like, unless it's for, like, actual business stuff, you know, running open source or...
Even then.
Yeah, even then, I still try to do everything. But, like, still, you have to pay people. Like, you have to outsource things because you have to do too much.
You do everything yourself.
You can, but then you'd have to throw a much smaller event. Like, there's some factor. Yeah, it's like a power delivery. It's not the total energy because you could you know, do all the energy yourself. It's the time frame you have to put the energy.
Yeah.
Like, so the amount of work that has to happen in a short amount of time is like impossible to do yourself. But like from day to day stuff, like I hate paying for like full solutions to stuff because they're just so
expensive. Especially when it comes to stuff like you know, for your house, contractors, right. That kind of stuff. It's so expensive.
Do it myself. I'll do maybe a better job, maybe a shittier job. Who knows? I'll definitely get less work done and I'll learn a bunch and I'll never spend more money. That's the crazy part. Like, even if you buy new tools and stuff, you'll never spend more money.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, even now, like, there's definitely a rat problem here. And like, I cannot imagine the point where I would actually call an exterminator to deal with it. Like, even with like the bugs, like the flies we had the other day, like I just bought $100 worth of stuff, or the ant problem with, you know, buying the fipronil. Or now, like, Kevin's got the fattest, juiciest, thickest rat running around his garage I've ever seen in my entire life. It moved here from New York 2 weeks ago. It's about the size of a football. And I'm definitely exaggerating a little bit. Kevin's, the sight on his BB gun's not, it's not sighted in well.
It's like an inch low.
It's like an inch low. And so it's still alive is what I'm trying to say.
I would say it's the size of a 16 ounce, maybe 24 ounce, like Monster Energy can.
Yeah, it's fucking huge.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah. Like big sausage body with little tiny legs.
Uh-huh. Big ass boy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I will kill that for free. I will not pay someone to kill that for me. I just took eggs out of the chicken coop. I just took eggs out. And you know, I have the aluminum lid to like catch the poop.
Yes.
So like, instead of scraping the bedding out off of the, like having to get the shovel in there, I just have this like aluminum lid from something, like a thick aluminum. It's not, it's like a tin foil. And I put that under where the chickens that are still alive that haven't been killed by a coyote sleep at night. Fuck.
I think you would put that under your car when you're working on it.
To catch oil dribbles. Yeah. And then I put some of the sawdust or whatever you call that, wood shavings on top of that so that you can just like pull it out and put it into a bucket when there's a bunch of shit built up. I lifted it up. A fucking mouse or rat. I don't even know.
In
the chicken coop. It ran out. And so I had the flap open in the back, right? And so then it does the thing where it tries to go down the stairs, but then it sees the chicken. So it freaks out. So it runs back up and then it like walks out, it like walks the plank on the door.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And it jumps from like 5 feet in the air, goes wee. And I try to like fling it up when it was jumping to give it like an extra boost. Like, get the fuck out of the chicken coop. And I'm like, that's a new problem. So there's a bunch of mice or rats. How big is it? What's the difference?
They're like two completely different animals.
Yeah, I know, but like, how do you tell? It was so fast. I think if like mice are really small, right?
Yeah, like little dwarf hamsters.
But you can have really big mice.
See, how do you tell the difference? Because it was so fast that I couldn't tell the difference.
I think a rat is automatically like, wow, that's a really big mouse.
Yeah, I think. I don't know. It was like right in the middle.
I'd say probably a mouse.
You think so?
Yeah, because I don't think a rat could get in there because of all the chicken coop, like the wire.
Yeah, I think so too. I don't even know how this got in there. It felt too big for it.
Mm.
But it was sleeping under that feels dangerous, right?
Do they eat the eggs? Did you notice that?
No, there was one egg that was cracked, but it was like next to the poop. So I think the chicken may have laid it at night when it was sleeping
because
they're stupid. But yeah, do you got any ways of killing mice, Nigel, that we should consider?
Yeah, how would you do it?
How would you do
it? Turbo poison.
That's it? Oh, a poison that kills rats but not chickens.
No, it kills everything.
Kills everything? Okay, so you just have to put it somewhere. What if it dies and the chickens eat the rat?
Ooh, yeah. You could take out like an entire like vertically integrated portion of the food chain.
The food tower, the twin food towers.
Nigel, can you send us some cyanide?
Sure. You can make some more Kool-Aid with it?
Yeah.
I should be able to.
Kool-Aid for rats.
Have you noticed when I put your name in titles on the second channel, they get like 400,000 views?
I haven't.
So I just want to say thank you. I want to say thank you.
I actually looked it up before because you know, the problem with those slow acting poisons is you get dead rats in your walls.
No way.
Yeah.
And so you just have like rotting.
Oh, yeah. Like the anticoagulant medications that they put in rat poison.
Horrible.
Like they take a few days to kill the rat and the rat's still just like living its life in your attic until it dies.
What does it do? It just doesn't.
It removes the clotting agent or something from your blood. So your blood won't clot and it just gets super thin and it basically starts leaking inside of your body.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
That's evil.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like your blood won't stay in the blood vessels anymore.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So they kind of melt.
And I think that if it's living in my house, it deserves it. But then that's the thing that like predators will eat it and then it'll continue propagating.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or it dies in your roof.
So I was thinking, what if, you know, you had a poison that was so fast acting, it just dropped them dead right there. And like,
what about lead moving at like 1500 feet per second is like the delivery mechanism? Is that medicine? Is that wait, a poison at that point?
About, yeah.
A lead pill, a hard pill to swallow.
Yeah.
You know, rats, I looked up cyanide.
Yeah.
They won't eat enough of it to kill them.
They don't, like, they know better? Or?
It's almost like they can't, like, I don't know, their portion size or something. Like, they can eat it and then they feel bad fast enough that they stop eating it.
Oh, damn it. Bastards.
Yeah.
Rat bastards.
I was thinking fentanyl.
Fentanyl?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Can you send us some fentanyl? I've heard that there's a lot of fentanyl coming over the Canadian border.
Yeah. So listen, I'll contribute a little bit. Yeah.
Mr. Police Officer, I can explain.
Yeah. It's not for, it's for rats. I'm killing
rats.
I don't do drugs, officer. I'm killing these rats. Wow. How would the fentanyl work? You just overdose them on fentanyl?
I think I think a person would overdose off of like something the size of, you know, 2 grains of sand. Yeah. So a rat would just be like, you know, a single grain of sand would kill a rat.
Would, if something ate the rat, would it still?
I don't know.
How does that, is there like a,
I think it would break down pretty quickly.
In the rat?
Yeah.
Is it like metabolized?
Or yeah.
I think it would be by the time the rat like decomposes, it would like metabolize.
So, yeah, but if you OD'd the rat and then immediately ate it raw.
Yeah.
Depending on how much you gave it, I'm sure you could have some issues.
So
if you gave it a lot, like you'd have to give it a lot.
Huh. Is it like, because I know a lot of like what is like they say the delivery of pharmaceuticals, like the way that it actually like, because it's not just like a chemical.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a chemical that gets metabolized and then it turns into the thing that does a thing. Like how you get it up to where you want to go.
Yeah, because if you like pressed it into like a hay pellet or something that the rats would eat, it would be like too bound up in the matrix. It wouldn't all get
dissolved
right away.
It would be a slow release.
A slow release. You want a fast release.
So if once it's fast released and that happens in like the time that the rat is alive, then it turns into like whatever secondary stage. Like what does
as it gets metabolized? The metabolites may or may not be like active. I don't know what the metabolites are. And it also depends on the animal, because every animal is going to theoretically metabolize things slightly differently. But I would assume that it's going to metabolize it in a way where it just destroys it pretty quickly.
If you eat it again, is it not metabolizing a second time into something else?
No, but if it's in their blood and their system, and if it's potent enough, I would assume that you eating it could do something.
Like, could do something. But like, does that make any sense? Like, do you have to like take the rat blood and inject it in your blood? But if you eat the rat, it wouldn't have the same effect.
No, you should be able to just,
if you ate it.
If it's raw fentanyl.
It would. What does it do? Do you have any idea?
Fentanyl?
Yeah.
Opiate?
What is that like? What does it do?
Affects your brain. It works on.
How does it get to your brain though?
It works.
Enters your bloodstream.
Yes. Okay, Kevin, take it away.
No, Nigel, you go. Because that's about as far as I can go.
Oh, so I will take off where Kevin. I'll take it away from where Kevin left off. So would you leave off again? It enters your blood.
Yeah.
And goes up to your brain and acts on your brain. Opioid receptors.
Hell yeah. Yeah. No, Kevin, that's good. Yeah, that's it.
But what does it do to them? Like, actually, that is, I don't know why it's, I just know that it also like depresses your breathing and stuff like that.
Yes, because like the opioid systems are like obvious, like any drug that, and even a poison, like they're all either hijacking or doing something to existing things in your body. So yeah, part of your, I don't, it's because the part of where it the brain that it affects, the medulla, I don't remember any of this, but that controls your breathing. So it's like, that's just a side effect of it. It will just mess up the neurons that regulate your continuous automatic breathing. Which is why when you OD, I think it's usually that's what kills you. You pass out, but you just stop breathing. Like you don't do the automatic breathing. So it's like going to sleep, but you forget to breathe.
Yikes.
Jesus.
But yeah, the opioid receptors, I don't remember exactly. They have obviously like a depressant effect. But I don't know in detail like exactly what they're doing. I know that I'm pretty sure they modulate your pain perception. I could look it up. Like
probably like nerves. They all do so many things. It's not like your receptors just do one thing.
And yeah, what's interesting is there's there's opioid receptors in your intestines, which is why
it makes you constipated.
Opiate use, yeah, constipation. And that's what whatever it is, that anti-diarrhea medication is a synthetic opioid.
Imodium?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Imodium, but it can't go through the blood-brain barrier, so there's no high. That's what I believe. So it only affects the intestines and, like, the smooth muscle and stuff.
This is, like, stomach fentanyl is what Imodium is.
Yeah, what is the actual...
That's sick.
Drug? Yeah. That's actually what about stomach Narcan?
Yeah.
For when I don't want to poop anymore.
It's intestinal meth.
It's just an opiate that it doesn't pass your blood-brain barrier.
Okay, so I think if anyone listening can answer this question is if you gave fentanyl to a rat and then the rat OD'd and then you ate the rat, would you get high on fentanyl?
I'm scared that there's a reason behind this question you're asking.
We're talking about killing rats.
It's just curiosity.
I don't even know where to get.
You're not going to try to feed me rats in a second chapter.
No, I'm not
going
to try to feed you rats. And okay. If I did, I wouldn't.
I don't even know where to get it.
You want to have diarrhea? You want to be constipated and feel good?
If we are to believe what, you know, many government officials claim, dude, you can get fentanyl anywhere. It's just, you know.
Yeah, I'm just going to wait at any border. I've heard it's just pouring from all borders.
All the borders, just anywhere. You just ask for fentanyl and someone will, you even get it if you don't want it, apparently.
Because we're just trying to avoid the problem.
I mean, fentanyl is a problem, but I feel like if you really wanted to, you could get the fentanyl you need to take out those rats. But I will say,
we could just order it
is...
online. I think it's probably at the point where you could just order it online
from
somewhere, not even on like the dark web.
Just some bullshit website that has to order.
Someone was telling me it was before fentanyl was like a huge problem. You could order it from Chinese websites and they'd ship it as research chemicals.
Which one?
Oh, there's probably a new research chemical variant of that.
Yeah, but which website?
Yeah, there was like a slight... I have no idea. This was also like probably 8 years ago or something.
Mm.
I'd be more scared to work with fentanyl than I would with cyanide.
What about that one acid?
LSD?
No, not that acid.
I'd be scared to... If you can see LSD, like physically see it...
Fluorine?
It's scary.
Fluorinated?
It's enough to wreck you.
Yeah, the one that goes through gloves. The one that will kill you if it touches you.
Oh, hydrofluoric acid.
Yeah, hydrofluoric acid.
I've worked with that before.
Would you rather work with that or fentanyl?
Probably hydrofluoric.
Really? Yeah. Holy shit.
Yeah.
That's bad.
But
that's
to be honest,
horrible.
Both... it depends on the context, because in both cases, you don't want to breathe either of them in. So it's like, as long as you're not a lunatic, you should be able to work with both. You should have proper like safety gear, ventilation. It depends on how much you're working with too, right? And what you're trying to do.
Fentanyl is extremely like potent and toxic.
Holy shit.
I mean, like, I'm telling you, something the size of a grain of sand would incapacitate you and possibly kill you.
It seems like there's a very fine line between like what you would consider a poison versus something that has like a medical benefit versus something that is used as a narcotic. Like, because it kind of just seems like it, that if you were to describe it like that, it's just poison.
Yeah.
But then you realize that it probably does have some, does it have any therapeutic properties? I don't fucking know.
This is the same drug that the Russians used to, there was a hostage situation at a movie theater or something or a mall. And there's like 500 people in this place and they pumped in like fentanyl gas through the ventilation system.
Holy
shit. And they ended up killing like 200 hostages too.
Really?
Yeah.
With the gas or just with...
But Kevin, they got the guys.
They got the guys. Yeah.
Wait.
That's all that matters.
The government?
Yeah, the police.
The police?
Special police, yeah.
The police had gaseous...
Well, it's like probably the army police kind of thing.
What the fuck?
Yeah, like the anti-terrorism unit.
What movie was it?
I don't know. This
How long ago was it? Imagine it was like Stuart
90s.
Little. Stuart Little. That was 2000s.
Oh, probably...
Jurassic Park 1?
Die Hard.
Die Hard?
Which movie were they watching in the movie theater when they died of state... sponsored fentanyl gas. Are you looking that up, John? It's probably some stupid Russian movie that we don't even care about. I wish it was a good, you know, if it was a good movie, we would have known about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that you don't have any other ideas for killing rats with chemistry? Do you like any acids or anything?
I mean, I feel like the traditional methods are pretty, you know, tried and true.
Mechanical?
Get some traps.
What if we're trying to do something new here? Green cleaner?
Yeah, we don't want to have to rearm traps over and over again.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Do make it smoke 1,000 cigarettes?
Ooh. What if you smoked 1,000 cigarettes, collected all the tar, and then loaded it into one mega cigarette?
And forced the rat to smoke it?
Yeah.
But how are you going to target this over the chickens?
That's a feature problem.
Okay, what about a beaker filled with molten potassium chlorate that only is big enough that a rat can fall in?
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Are you picking up what I'm putting down? Yeah? Okay, so...
What would happen to the rat, Nigel?
Oh! What? If it fell into, what did you say again?
A beaker of molten potassium chlorate.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
How?
War crimes level.
I have no intuition of what would happen.
If I did like that to a person, I would be sent to the hog.
The hog. Water.
It would just like, the rat would detonate?
More or less. Somewhere between deflagration and an explosion.
Okay. It'd be quick.
A little mix
it would be quick.
Tail, yeah.
Yeah.
More humane.
It's a self-cleaning trap, too.
Okay. Did you find the movie? It was a musical.
Oh, that's that kind of theater.
How long have we gone?
1 hour.
Yeah, okay. John found the trailer for the musical that was playing at the Russian theater when the state-sponsored fentanyl gas killed 200 hostages. Well, what did the terrorists want?
I think there were some like ethnic minority in Russia who wanted their own. Oh, no. Or were they like Islamic terrorists that were in Russia?
Something.
Mad about Afghanistan? I don't know.
What was it called? No. Nordost musical promo. Nordost.
Nordost, the first Russian world-class musical. The first daily running theater show in Russia.
Okay, what do you think this is about?
A Russian music and dance combined. I see military, I see Rasputin, I see Han and Leia.
Smash hit in Russia.
I have no idea.
It looks like a war thing.
Yeah.
The musical Nordost's successful run in Moscow was cut short by the tragic events of October 2002.
Oh, that was October? That was 2002?
The damages, the musical was revived in February 2003 and has been adapted to go on tour.
Wait. And in 2005, the production might be shown
outside. So 200 people died, and then a year later, they started running the show again. Could you imagine that first show?
Everybody has gas masks.
I fuck this. You think it was normal price tickets or discount tickets for the first show? Dude, I wouldn't want to be there. All right. We'll see you guys over on Patreon for the Patreon Extra. Thank you for your support. Your names are on the screen right now. We appreciate you.
We love you.
We love you. I love you, Nigel.
I love you.
Goodbye.
Sounded like AOL. Was that AOL? Goodbye? Goodbye. What a jerk.
He's never going to love us.